All right, you can hear me okay?
Yes, sir, I can.
All right, let's do this. Coming down in 3, 2, 1. Hey, it's me, Richie T, on the phone. Where are you calling me from, Justin?
I think a place called Scranton.
Really? Out in, Pennsylvania.
Isn't it what?
Or New Jersey.
Scranton, right? Yeah, we're in Scranton. Small little town Scranton, this lady's telling me. Yeah, I think it's where they filmed The Office.
Oh, cool. I've heard of that television show.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, my voice is kind of rough.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're out on the road. It's Justin from Blue October. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes. You should be sleeping, really.
No. I've got my kid on board, so now on the bus, so I like to get up with her early in the morning, so I'm usually up, so it's all good.
Ugh, kid on the bus, is that kind of a weird dynamic?
No, it's actually cool because ever since I was like a teenager or like, I always said, well, people ask me, what's your goal in life? I was like, well, to sell a bunch of records and be able to get a bus that fits like your wife and your kids one day. So when you go out, you can go like everywhere with them, you know? So now I get to kind of like live that dream, you know? So now it's just, you know, hanging out with them and then going and rocking till 3 a.m. and then hanging out with them again and then calling nice people like you.
Oh, you
cool.
Oh, bless your heart. How old is your daughter?
She's 1 year old. 1 year old.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. She's been touring with me for the last year. So like, even when she was like in her mom's belly, she was on the road with me. So she sleeps like a kitten, man. Just like all the bus like noise. She loves it. So it's good.
And she doesn't keep you up though at night though, right? Cause you're out rocking. She's in bed by the time you come in.
Oh yeah, I go on stage at 9:30. She's already been in bed. My wife puts her down at like 8 o'clock, and then so I'll come in. Like last night, we were going through some crazy mountains, and she woke up. So I hung out, and I think I turned on. I can't remember what I turned. I think it was like Grey's Anatomy or something like that. Because she likes that little song, ding ding dong, ding ding dong. You know, so I just put her on my lap and just kind of played with her till 3:30 in the morning, and then went to bed. So it was all good.
You know, you're destroying your rock star image right now.
You know what? I think I destroyed the rock star image like 2 years ago. Yeah, I think being Mr. Wham Wham for a while was pretty much destructive in itself. So it's good where I'm at now because, you know, I just enjoy life every day. And just I live for that 2 hours a night on stage where I can just tear things up and making good music for a living and, you know, making art at the same time. I mean, who could ask for a better job than that?
Yeah. How are things going for you, do you think?
Do what?
I say, how are things going for you? You were just here in Salt Lake about a month ago, and then you're going to be here again in about 3 weeks or so. So Salt Lake is treating you good, but how are things? Like, you wake up and you go, things are good, things are great.
Things are amazing. I've never knew that things could be so good, you know? I think, like, back in 2008 when Hate Me blew up and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I think that was a little crazy, you know? That was a little crazy. And but now we're starting to feel that whole thing happen again with, like, Bleed Out. And I think I'm a lot in a better place for it to happen, you know, because it's just I enjoy life now. I enjoy every day, you know? I'm not that guy that sits around and whines about how much crap he's going through anymore. You know, of course, yeah, we all go through stuff, but at some point, you got to look at yourself and go, you know, how long am I going to circle the drain? And how long am I going to let people watch me circle the drain? I need to do something about this. So I love it, man. I love life. I love every day waking up and doing what I do because, God, life's short. They're going to take it away one day, so I better make the best of it now.
What's the difference? You said you weren't maybe in a good place when Hate Me came out. What's the difference between there and now?
You know, I finally figured out that, you know, like, things do happen in your life, but it's what you do when things happen. Back then, I would wrap myself and immerse myself so much in my music and the negativity and then the self-medicating also, you know, drinking and doing whatever else I was doing to cover it up, that I never really stood it face to face and said, you know what, I'm going to man up and deal with this. And then I'm going to put it off when I go on stage. I'm going to turn it off, and I'm going to be a regular person. And I think I just walked around, and I carried that character with me everywhere I went. The whole, there's that hate me guy, that suicidal drug addict guy, you know? And then I think I capitalized on that a little bit, you know, not knowing about it. You know, just letting it happen. And then after a while, I got sick of, oh, man, wow, I am depressed all the time. But, you know, now it's kind of, you know, I don't want to be that guy anymore. I'd rather be that guy that really mans up and faces what goes on in life and deals with it every day and knows that it's okay and things are going to happen, but I'm still going to be able to stand up and go, it's all good. Put it down. And I only surround myself with positive people now, too. That's a big thing. I used to surround myself with some crazy people, dude. So it kind of rubbed off on me.
Let me ask you this. Is it hard because there's so much passion and there's so much passion. I hate that word. Why can't I think of something better? But in Hate Me, there's so much of that angst maybe of that. Is it hard to now that you're kind of past that, is it hard to put so much of this different emotion into your music? Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. But, you know, it's not the, it wasn't the Hate Me that did it for me. Hate Me, I was so proud, and I am still proud that was the one single that blew up for us to be able to get to where we are now, because artistically and lyrically, it was beautiful. I loved it. I was just going, oh my God, I couldn't have written a better song to have done this with. It was the things I did after that, like the album after that, the Approaching Normal, where I came out with, you know, songs like The End and songs like, you know, Dirt Room, which were great songs. It's mm-hmm. they weren't connecting. I was taking that depression and that honesty, and I was pushing it so far up everybody's face that it was like, oh, God, this guy's got some crazy-ass issues, you know, and which, of course, I did, but I could have stopped and gone, yeah, that's the song, not me, you know? But what's really cool about it now is I can get on stage, and when I play them, man, all that energy is so much more there, and I don't have to sit there and look at me. Now it's just like, rah, and it's just so much passion. The passion's a good word. Hmm. When you said that you didn't like that, passion's a great word, because it's amazing to be able to have so much passion. I remember growing up watching like Peter Gabriel and The Cure and the Smiths and things like that, and they had passion, you know, but I'm sure they didn't get off stage after the show and go, oh my God. Well, maybe they did. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Who knows, actually?
Who knows?
I want to talk to you about this. Houston, Texas is where you're from, yeah?
Yes, sir.
What's music scene like in Texas?
Music scene like in Texas?
Because I think of Texas and I think of the music scene and coming out of it. And for whatever reason, I think of Austin. But is Houston the town? Is that the secret? Is that where, you know, people really rock and Austin is just what gets the name for it? Or?
Well, I think that Austin is a music scene, yeah. Because you've got everybody and their mother trying to be in a band down there.
Okay.
You know, you walk down Sixth Street and you hear 30,000 people trying to be Stevie Ray Vaughan on the guitar. But in Austin, you have that 20% that are just amazing little gems that it's just amazing. You go out and you can find these little gems everywhere in Austin. Now, the one cool thing about Houston is that it's so like underground, odd, and weird when it comes to alternative and rock and pop music. I love that. There's more performance art there. There's more stage art, you know. There's more just oddness and keeping it weird. You think Austin's weird, go to Houston. But the one thing I love about Houston, too, is they own the hip-hop scene. Like, they own, like, the street hip-hop scene. Houston's known for that, and I just love that. But I would have to say, if you want to be in, like, a band and start a band, LA used to be the place to go. Now it's Austin, you know.
You think it's moved that much?
I think it has, because studios in LA are no longer like functioning as big studios. So A&M Studios, all these huge studios, well, we were like recorded Consent to Treatment, you know, and spent way too much money on these freaking albums.
Mm-hmm.
Big labels gave us so much money to spend on these albums, but not us. And now they're all shut down. Because everybody knows, everybody's educated themselves enough to be able to record an album in their garage if they really wanted to. Hmm. And that's just the smart thing, is everybody has moved all that stuff to Austin. You have people like Tim Palmer, which mixes and produces our albums, who's done U2, Pearl Jam, amazing work. And he lives in Austin. And I'm down the street from me. And I'm just like, what? What are you doing here? And he goes, what do you think I'm crazy? You think I'm going to spend $4 million on a house? And put my studio in there, I'm just going to live down there. And then you just go in-house, you do everything. As long as you're proactive, you have all the connections you need in Austin. But it's really about getting that connection made and then getting your butt out on the road. You know, I think we spent like 12 years in a van, you know, driving 5-hour shifts over and over and over again to each city, doing residencies, and then we finally got in the bus when Hate Me blew up. But we loved it. It's a labor of love for us.
I don't know
if I could ever go back to a van though. Right now,
I was just going to ask you. I mean, is there something sort of endearing or charming or that you just kind of miss about those intimate times in the van?
Oh, I do, man. I miss the nature of being completely free and there was no rules and there was no big stamp on your band yet. There was just this freedom of trying to open people's eyes and then sleeping in the back seat with two other dudes, and you know, and smells were awful, but you know, it was just, you know, you made it work, you know, you made it work. And then you really learn how to live on the streets and on the road when you're in a van. You know, you pack your own stuff, you load your own stuff, you drive from El Paso to LA in one day because you have a show that you think all these labels are going to be at, then you show up and nobody shows up. You know, but you still put on the best damn show you could have ever possibly done, and there was some dude in the back eating his food, and he heard you, and you know, that got you an end there, that gets you an end there. It just all seems to work together as long as you just don't give up, because there are plenty of times when I could have just given up, you know, and I just don't know what I'd do. I'd go back to being an exterminator. I used to be an exterminator. That was a pretty lame job, dude.
Yeah. Well, yeah, by far in comparison now, can you imagine? It's like, yeah, I'm going to go kill these bugs now.
I'm going to kill some cucarachas and ratones and hormigas. And, you know, I had to learn Spanish. Those are the only three words I know in Spanish. But I think that means rats, ants, and mice or something like that. But no, I think if I ever were to stop during Blue October, if I were to, like, fall down and hurt my arm or my brain or something, I would go work with, you know, work with special needs people.
Really?
Because I did that before also in mental hospitals and elderly housing. That's so rewarding, man. I used to teach special ed at these mental hospitals, and that is so rewarding. And so I'm always thinking, well, maybe I'll take a month off and I'll go work over at the treatment center in my local town, mm-hmm. where I used to work. But then that month comes and my wife's like, dude, you've already booked yourself another 2 months. What are you talking about?
I'd like to see you, sweetheart. And our daughter is going to be a teenager before you know it, which will freak you out, I'm sure, especially knowing what you know about being on the road and being a dude.
Yeah, she's not allowed to talk to guys that dress in black at these big rock festivals. I know she's only one, but I see her looking. I'm like, you're going to be a lesbian, honey. You're going to be a lesbian.
I love it. You guys are coming to town on the 4th of October. Going to be over at the Depot. You can get tickets at SmithTix. They're available there. You just go to smithtix.com or roll into any SmithTix and pick yourself up some tickets. Depot is a great venue. It's good to have you guys back here again. I know having you here a couple of weeks ago, we had rain for you. Maybe we can do some rain.
Oh, I loved it, man. It was so awesome.
Yeah, we let the rains come down.
Yeah, it was great, dude. And I just really appreciate all you guys' support. I mean, really having us on that show and just all you guys are doing for us. Thank y'all so much. And we can't wait to come to the Depot and play, and I'd love to come by the studio when I'm in town and say hi.
Cool. All right. You are absolutely welcome to come whenever you'd like. So,
all right, man.
That's on you, Justin. If the wife and if the daughter will let you go, you have an open door for us over here, okay?
Oh, yeah. And I didn't come kill your bugs, too, you know?
Yeah. And the ratones. La cucarachas.
Ratones and omegas and cucarachas.
Thanks, Justin. Good luck in Scranton.
All right, buddy.
See if you can pick up some paper for me.
I'll talk to you later.
You bet.
Peace.
Bye-bye.